Hello.
Hi, is this Bridget?
Yeah, this is she you're speaking to.
Hey, it's Dr. Gerbel. I'm a dentist. You ordered a bunch of stuff from a catalog company today, like a bunch of candy and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And like over $400 of candy? That's just crazy.
No, it wasn't over no $400. No, it was not.
Oh, don't you use incorrect grammar with me, lady. I'm a dentist. I'm Dr. Gerbel. DDS. Is that the initials for dentist? I don't even know. But listen, I'm really concerned about all this candy you ordered from the catalog company.
Okay, well, what's the problem?
I don't know. Do you even have any teeth left? I was hoping to get your business. Because, I mean, like, all this candy. Are you going to eat this yourself?
No.
I'm concerned.
I have this for somebody else.
Oh, could
well,
I get...
Why are you so concerned about this?
Because, like, all this candy, $400 in candy?
Look, I didn't order no $400 in candy. I did not. I ordered some more other items.
Yeah.
And...
I know you got all this bedding stuff and skirt pins and stuff, but, like, all this candy. So much candy. And... I'm going to replace some of the candy with healthy food. Like, you know...
Say what?
No, I'm just saying, like, nobody needs this much candy. And this is just something that...
Look, the only thing that I remembered about ordering, I ordered my daughter some of her... some candy for her, and then I ordered some for myself for my son. What are you talking about?
Do you want your kids to get diabetes?
Look... I have not ordered no $400 in candy. I ordered some more other things beside that.
Yeah, the bedding.
Say what?
The bedding, the skirt pins and all that bedding. But I mean,
is there a law against this?
No, it's fine to order bedding. I want to know if you want to add a toothbrush onto your order.
A toothbrush? Are you crazy?
You're going to need a toothbrush.
What's wrong with you? Sir, you mean to tell me you're going to call to my house with this crazy stuff?
Is it crazy to offer you a toothbrush?
Yeah, you are crazy.
You're getting ready
because
to...
Because you're the one who calling me. This is my money, and I spend it how I want to, and I haven't purchased $400 in candy.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem that you spend it how you want. Look... I want to tell you a little.
You know what, sir?
I'm going to tell you what I learned today.
Glad that I am a saved Christian woman.
Of course you are.
If I had no, I would have cursed you out for everything you was worth. And I thank God that I haven't stooped to your level of ignorance.
I did not curse.
Because this
I didn't
is
curse.
Ignorant. You call in my house.
I didn't even think about
this.
Cursing. I didn't even think about cursing. Listen, okay, the great Joe Peacock, he's an amazing author, and I learned something from a blog entry he did today. He said, food is fuel. It is not entertainment. That is such good advice, I think. Food is fuel, not entertainment.
Now, who are you?
Facebook.com/Joe Peacock. He has good advice every day.
Look, it's not that. Okay, do you work for this company?
No, I'm a dentist. I make more money than these assholes at the, these jerks at the catalog.
Well, you know what, sir? I don't eat a whole bunch of candy, but I did order some candy.
You ordered
and it was not over $400. I ordered other things with it as well.
Okay, well, listen, you're a Christian, right? Did you know gluttony is a sin?
You know what? I'm not... Do you know this man was saying that if you are a Christian, gluttony is a sin?
That's what I just told you. Superhorse told me that in the chat room. Ma'am?
Look, sir, do you work for this company that I ordered
No,
for,
I'm a dentist. I make so much more money than a catalog person. We just share...
You know what, mister? I'm going to let you go, and goodbye.
No.
You know what? Because I'm going to definitely pray for you tonight for you even calling my phone. Now, goodbye.
I'm
going to
pray for
me anymore.
Your gluttony and your diabetes and your teeth that you won't have anymore, and she's gone.